Hi everyone, this is Mariana. Welcome to your Wow Rap. What does it mean to live a blessed life? Who or what influences you most? What makes you happy? Our scripture this week comes from Psalm 1 verses 1 to 2. Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. The word blessed implies happiness or contentment, to be fortunate, prosperous, and favored by God. David reminds us in Psalm 1 that true happiness is found only in having a covenant relationship with God, and in the willingness to live under the authority of God's word. So let us be determined this week to walk each day where Jesus leads us. Who is your walking companion? Whose advice and example do you follow? In verse 1 of our scripture, David urges us to seek wise, godly counsel and to walk in the commandments of God, therefore seeking God's will and guidance for our lives. Our footsteps should be ordered by God's word and not by what the prevailing culture dictates, the whispered lies of the enemy, or the advice of ungodly men. Let's choose Jesus as our walking companion for life, and let's be determined to stand victoriously in the authority of Jesus. We are no longer enslaved by sin, hopelessness, or defeat. Jesus paid the price for us to stand in righteousness before our Father. With the help of the Holy Spirit, our thoughts are transformed and our hearts renewed as we are born into God's family. Because of Jesus, we can enter into an intimate relationship with our Heavenly Father. There is no higher form of blessing than being in the presence of our Father. Let's choose to live happy, godly lives that glorify our Lord in all we do. And let's be determined to sit at the feet of Jesus. What is the greatest life lesson you have learned so far? Who has taught you that? Whose influence do you allow to build into your character? There are many voices competing for our attention. There are many rights and wrongs and critics. We are bombarded with opinions and the worldly suggestions about what happiness means. But as children of the Most High, we need to be intentional about going back to God's Word as our only foundation and source of truth. Let's build our lives on God's law. Let's choose to sit under Jesus' precepts and teaching. Let's choose to delight in the truth. Let us pray together. Father, thank you for your word as a lamp to guide our feet. Jesus, today we choose you as our walking companion. We no longer want to take the wrong off-ramps or find ourselves on dirt roads or at dead ends. Thank you that we can live happy, victorious lives because of your great love and mercy. Thank you that because of you, we are blessed with the right to enter into a covenant relationship with our Heavenly Father. Father, we declare today that your word is our firm foundation, our source of nourishment, and our guide for living. Instill your words deep within our hearts. We honor you. Amen. Have the most wonderful week.